producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The 4th of July, 4th of July holiday, and celebrate freedom. Kind of a disturbing statistic that I see in a poll on the heels of Independence Day, and that is less people feel like they have freedom. Shouldn't surprise us, I guess, but I do thank my lucky stars that and the good Lord that we live in the great state of North Dakota, where freedom is at least alive and well, and number one for freedom, number one in a lot of things, but here in the heartland, we're doing pretty good. But Americans, in general, the sense of freedom is dropping, according to a new Gallup poll. Hope you don't feel the same. Or if you do, that you're doing something about it, which is why we're glad you're here on the place that stands for faith, for family, for free enterprise, all three of which are extraordinarily important to freedom. Glad to have you on the program today. My thanks to Leon Francis, who sub for me in the 8 o'clock hour Monday and Tuesday out of the office on Monday and for some meetings. And then yesterday ended up not able to do the 8 o'clock hour because of an event here in Bismarck, where I am broadcasting from again today. Congressman Kevin Cramer is going to join us next hour. Really, really, really encourage you to get your questions in early. It seems like every time that the congressman is on, we have calls waiting at the end of the discussion, so you can call them in now at 855-200-1776. Anything on your mind, give us a call, and we'll put it before Congressman Kevin Cramer, who will be in Moorhead today, actually. Congressman Colin Peterson invited Tom Vilsack, the Secretary of Agriculture, to the 7th District of Minnesota. And so they'll be over at the courtyard by Marriott this morning. They're doing a roundtable event. When I say they, it's Congressman Peterson's event, I guess, with Secretary Vilsack, but the entire North Dakota congressional delegation will be there as well. And so this will be an interesting day. I would imagine there'll be some things, obviously, related to the recent farm bill, but a lot of rumblings, too, about water and about things that will be happening there and some issues related to flooding. And so we look forward to hearing more about that coming up in the 10 o'clock hour today. I believe the actual roundtable is at 10:15, goes to something like 11:30 at the courtyard by Marriott today in Moorhead. So that'll be with Senators Hoven, Heitkamp, Congressman Peterson, Cramer, and the Secretary of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack, former governor of Iowa. So he's a Midwesterner, and glad to see that he'll be in town. Anyway, guys, so Congressman Cramer will be joining us for that as he makes his way to Fargo, and we'll welcome your calls, questions, and comments for him at 855-200-1776. We're going to talk a little fishing today with Greg Power, the chief of the Fisheries Division of the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Talk about where they're biting across the state. Your call's welcome on that. And we'll talk ag at the bottom of this hour with our friend Garrett Groves from Pinnacle's Agronomy Division. We'll talk a little bit about some fungicide spraying on peas and small grains. And, boy, another week that really didn't feel like summer so far anyway, did it? Presenting its challenges to our growers, and we'll talk a little bit about that today on the program as well. So a lot of ground to cover. That's what we have guest-wise today. By the way, the number, again, for Congressman Cramer to get those questions in early, 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776, and extension 1 to leave your message, extension 2 to chat with us on the air. A couple other things in the news. The North Dakota Industrial Commission met yesterday and have put together a rule aimed at reducing flaring in new and existing wells. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today on the program. I haven't had a chance to talk about it yet, but I do want to talk about this recent survey that said 7 in 10 youth would not be eligible for the military today. Wow. Think about that. And a number of reasons for it. First thing is, well, how can that be? Why? Why wouldn't they be eligible? Well, a couple of reasons. One is the lack of a diploma. Doesn't say much about our education system. Another is obesity. Another is prescription drug use for things like ADD, There's another one that's part of that, I guess, visible tattoos, which make youth ineligible. All that adds to 7 and 10. Is that not a failure of ours? Do we not own this? Does this not belong to parents? Seems like it does to me. I want to spend some time on that issue today as well. What's going on at the border remains very, very troubling. And we're going to talk with Congressman Kramer a little bit about that. My gosh. And now Secretary of State John Kerry is warning that we'll be deporting undocumented Central American children. Well, a little late, given the crisis. Medical staff have been warned, keep your mouth shut about illegal immigrants or face arrest. What's that all about? And one agent says 70% of the Border Patrol is ending up caring for the unaccompanied minors. So what does that mean with the day job of our Border Patrol of keeping us safe? Being set aside for babysitting because of this crisis. Unbelievable. Your thoughts on all those, welcome today, and we'll explore all of them as we go throughout the program. PJ and Stanley's our first participant answering the daily question, what's Hello? On your mind? Hey, PJ, how are you?
Hello.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
I can hear you loud and clear, PJ. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Yeah, well, rent control and affordable housing. You know, the oil industry is booming in North Dakota, and a lot of the oil workers come out here to work from other states, and the rent control, or the rent, I should say, it's out of control in the areas of Ross, Stanley. I mean, a two-bedroom apartment for $2,400 a month. The cheapest you can find it is $2,000 a month for that I've seen for a two-bedroom apartment. Even RV parks are charging outrageous amounts of rent, like $700 and $800 a month for an RV spot. I'm a little disturbed about the fact that supposedly North Dakota has a $200 million surplus and is doing, in my view, little or nothing to build any type of affordable housing. I'm not originally from North Dakota, but I actually feel for the people that are from here that have a job working at a gas station or a low-paying job where literally their rent has tripled in the last 3 years. And I'd like to see more congressmen, you know, do something about this and try to pass some kind of rent control like there are in other parts of the country, because this is just crazy.
First of all, rent control to me seems like a very bad idea, PJ, but I acknowledge your pain point on affordable housing being necessary. You mentioned a two-bedroom apartment for $2,400 in Stanley. I know, and we advertise every day for a project called Frontier Village, which is in Stanley. And you can pay somewhere of $3,000 to $5,000 down and, about $1,000 a month. A little less or a little more depending on the model that you pick out, and you own it. Why would anybody pay $2,400 a month for a two-bedroom apartment when you could own one for, you know, over half that of the monthly payment and just a little bit down? I mean, so I think it's there if you're looking for it. I can't speak to apartments, although in Tioga the other day I saw two different signs that suggested there was availability. And you look everywhere, there's a lot. I mean, Tioga, wow, there's a lot of apartment building that's happened there. So I think the market pressures are ultimately going to take care of that. I think it has been too high for too long, and there's a lot of reasons for it. But I don't disagree that there's issues there, but I think that's a product of just getting the housing stock up there and the availability and the market addressing the need, bringing the price down, is a lot better fix than rent controls, in my view.
I do partially agree with that. I'm not totally in favor of rent control. Actually, I should clarify that. I would be more in favor of local governments doing more to build affordable housing, because the construction
Wait a minute, you want the government to build housing?
Well, I don't know. I don't know the specifics of how it works with affordable housing. if it's something that the government builds or subsidizes, something's got to happen. I mean, even in Tioga, I mean, I've looked at places in Tioga, and you can't find anything. I mean, a one-bedroom apartment for $1,900 a month. That's more expensive than Beverly Hills. That's more expensive than Malibu. That's more expensive than Marina Del Rey, California. I can rent a condo on the beach in the marina, a 2-3-bedroom condo for $2,500 a month in right. Marina Del Rey.
But try and get a job.
There's something wrong with that.
Try and get a job that pays what the average wage is in the oil patch right now in Marina Del Rey. I mean, you'd have to work at a pancake house. I mean, so obviously there's an issue here that needs to be addressed. I'm not disagreeing with you at all, but I think the market is the best one to solve it. I don't think it's government. But PJ, let me give you a number for that development in Stanley: 701-628-1215. That'd be a better way to go for you. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Don't let summer slip away before you have a stay at Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Hey, folks, it's Scott Hennon. You heard me talk about Chase on the Lake, the premier resort and spa on the shores of Leaf Lake for a long time. And as they've done in the past, Chase on the Lake sets the bar even higher this summer. Now, most premier resorts don't offer very good, if any, specials during the peak summer season, right? Well, listen to this. For all of July and August, if you book any Sunday night at Chase, you get Monday night absolutely free. That's right, a buy one, get one free during the peak of summer. Again, buy any Sunday night in July or August, get Monday night absolutely free. It's Chase on the Lake we're talking about here. The great historic hotel, the spacious 2- and 3-bedroom condos, lakeside, the award-winning spa, the lakeside dining, the watercraft rentals, it goes on and on. As if that were not enough, you can also get a 50% off any spa treatment deal any Monday in July or August. Here's how you get the deal. Go to chaseonthelake.com, chaseonthelake.com, enter the promo code Scott, or call them at 888-CHASE-06. Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Past the hour, let's get Jan and Elba Lake in here, and then the Golden Girls joining us. See what they think of this survey that 7 in 10 youth would not be eligible for military service. Got to get their take on that. Jan, you're up on What's on Your Mind. How you doing? Jan? Are you there?
Good morning.
How are you? Good morning.
Good morning. I listened to a DVD last night put out by producer James Gandolfini. It's an HBO documentary called Alive Day Memories. It interviews 10 soldiers, and Alive Day is when they actually were attacked and survived an attack. It's just a great DVD to give us an idea of what our soldiers do. You know, freedom is not free, and it brought tears to my eyes. I'd encourage your listeners to get a hold of it. It's called Alive Day Memories, Home from Iraq.
Wow. Where'd you see it?
It's a DVD I got through the library. It was in 2007.
And one more time, the name of the DVD?
Alive Day Memories, Home from Iraq. It actually has footage from some of the embedded cameras and insurgent video, plus a lot of information that gives what happened when each one was attacked.
Well, a good week to find a video like that. And remember what price has been paid for this freedom that we enjoy. Appreciate the call, Jen. Thank you. Good tip. 800, our telephone number, rather, 855-200-1776. The Golden Girls are here. From the left, Ellen Radner. From the right, Blanquita Cullum. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. And, you know, the interesting thing is, obviously, it's a little old because James Gandolfini, the late great talent from The Sopranos, was on that video.
Is that right? You've seen it too, huh?
I haven't seen it, but I've heard about it. And, of course, you know, he was very pro-American, and I'd really like to see it. I'm glad you made that recommendation, especially after watching reruns of Bill Ayer's interview that Megyn Kelly did on Fox.
Yeah, he's a piece of work, isn't he? I mean, it's almost not worth wasting your breath. I wonder if any of that embed video has Ellen Radner in full battle gear from your...
No, but, you know, I know Bill Ayers' wife, first wife, and their son quite well. And then, oh, it isn't Bill Ayers. Sorry. Bill Ayers raised the kid. Sorry. And, you know, the son that was Bernadine, I'm blocking on her name.
Bernadine's
son was raised by Bill Ayers. He did a great job. And the kid actually went to Yale and I believe got a Fulbright. I'm not sure, but he got
very
well.
Yeah, I would have liked Bill Ayers to go to Yale, only it was spelled with a J.
Yeah, jail. There you go.
And, you
exactly
know, I always
right.
liked
yeah.
Bill Ayers' work on education. I thought it was actually excellent.
Yes. Any terrorist that does good work in any area, you really want to applaud. And by the way, his idea of education reform is radical beyond belief. You know, I mean, this guy is unbelievable and unrepentant. That's the real sad part. It'd be one thing if you had a guy that said,
"What do you want him to repent for?" I'm on here.
The bombing.
Talk to him.
What do you want him to repent for? Let's see. Trying to kill and maim people? Bombing? Maybe a little remorse for his actions? Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Well, I didn't get to see it. I'm in Costa Rica enjoying the birds. But I will tell you, what did he say that was so upsetting?
Well, they talked about the bombings, Ellen, that they were involved with at the State Department, the home of the judge, where the little 9-year-old boy was in the home and at the house, on the house. And it was this organization that was behind all the bombings. I mean, can you imagine that? That's terrorism. You know, that's very frightening. If you don't like the rule of law, then go out and protest. Don't go out and potentially kill people.
I want to ask you, too, about this story that the Wall Street Journal reported on this week about 7 in 10 youth failing to qualify for military service. Right now, in other words, if we had to go through the process of saying, okay, we need X amount of people, 7 in 10 youth today would not qualify, would be ineligible for military service. Is that A, alarming to you concerning our future, and B, not a failure of parenting, in my view?
Well, it may be a failure of American education because these kids are not ready to pass the basic military test. That's one way to look at it. But on the other hand, we have an all-volunteer military, and it's done very well for us.
Well, the other part of it is this. I mean, you know, they've taken out a lot of things that you can do in recess. You know, things like Foursquare and volleyball and, you know, a lot of activities that young people used to have when we were growing up. They don't allow in school right now, and they need a rigorous kind of an athletic program for young people, and because it helps them even educationally learning. Because, you know, they need that. And also, people are eating an awful lot of junk now. The meals that we can buy, and believe me, I don't want to change anybody's choice on what they select, but we have a lot of overweight kids.
And that's one factor. It isn't all education, Ellen. Here's the main factors in this stat. Lack of a diploma, so that'd be your education piece. Obesity, that'd be the one Blanquita mentioned. Prescription drug use, like things for ADD, is another reason. And also, the whole rule over tattoos, which is one of the reasons that recently was discussed as something that should end, where you can't have a visible tattoo. You can have tattoos in your face or neck or anything ultimately that would show. That's how they get to that 7 and 10. Isn't that a sad state of our youth when you think about it?
Well, it is sad, and, you know, we have to get back to being rigorous with youth. You know, I have to tell you something. Blanquita and I have talked a lot about this, and we disagree on most things. But the problem I find with our interns is that they often cannot find the main idea of a paragraph. And part of that is they have so much access to the Internet and everything at this point that all they need to do is to look up something, and they don't have to really think about which thing they have to get at the library or which question they have to ask or how they're going to do research.
Or conjugate a sentence, Ellen. You and I have talked about that. Parse a sentence. You know, where is the noun? Where is the verb? Where is the adjective?
Critical thinking.
Critical thinking.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. And but that's a product of a failed education system. Without question. And I don't want to go down Bill Ayer's way. Quickly on the immigration situation, John Kerry now finally warning that the U.S. will deport undocumented Central American children. About time we send a message like that when we have kids dying at the border. Medical staff have been warned, keep your mouth shut about illegal immigrants or faced arrest. And one agent says 70% of our Border Patrol agents are caring for unaccompanied minors.
Well, I'll be, you know, going to Texas, so I'm going to kind of try to find out what I can get, what kind of information I can get while I'm there. I'll be
please
in San Antonio.
I highly recommend speaking to Professor Schaefer of journalism at University of New Mexico, who specializes in this particular issue.
All right. Sounds good, ladies. Thank you very much. Have a great day. More coming up, folks.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Let's go ahead and play that now. I was waiting for that. Here's a clip that came in regarding a topic that came up earlier regarding the price of rent in the oil patch. So the caller specifically mentioned Ray and Stanley, and had someone else called in to talk about rent control. So roll that before we get to Gary here.
Tell you what, Scott, and for your caller, if you want to see housing prices go berserk, get the government involved. How well has rent control worked in New York City? How well has the Veterans Administration worked? Yeah, the solution to the problem is more big government.
He says with his tongue firmly in cheek, I'm with you. That's exactly what I said. I mean, I'm not disagreeing with the caller that there's more affordable housing necessary in the oil patch, but the market will take care of that. And I think if I compare Marina Del Rey to Tioga, try and find a $100,000 a year job in Marina Del Rey. Not easy. Not many of them available right now. And they're a dime a dozen out in the oil patch. So, yes, rent is high, and yes, there needs to be more affordable housing, without question. As I mentioned, it is available if you look. More every single day, more of these projects come online. So, there was a time you couldn't get an apartment if you wanted it, no matter how much you'd pay. It's not the case anymore. So, again, five generations, this is part of the energy renaissance of America, and this is going to be here for a while. Absolutely. By the way, a lot is incumbent on these communities to make that happen in each of these towns as well. So somebody could say, I'm going to move my family here. Part of the reason this is tough because some folks have to come here, pay that kind of rent, and then pay a mortgage back home. Well, I'd rather they have a mortgage here, wouldn't you? So anyway, things we'll continue to talk about, work through, and look forward to. It's a challenge. It's an issue. Got to deal with it. All right, Garrett Groves is here. Garrett is our regular Wednesday guest on What's on Your Mind, talking ag, speaking of the oil patch. And he's the manager for the agronomy division of Pinnacle in Tioga, the former Farmers Union Oil Company of Stanley and Tioga, now known as Pinnacle. Hello, Garrett. How's it going?
Oh, not so bad. How about yourself?
Fantastic. The week that was, just give us a little snapshot on, since we talked last Wednesday, been a little cool, hasn't it?
It was cool and wet, and, moisture is always welcome, but I think 4 to 5 days in a row was a little on the excess side.
I'm hearing a fair amount of grumbling about, larger-than-normal weed issues. So you as well?
Well, yeah, it's one of those deals that, guys are spraying, and, they're doing the best job they can, and just one of those deals where, weather kind of puts you behind the eight ball, and you get what you can get done, and then it decides to rain again. So.
Exactly right. So let's talk a little bit about fungicide spraying on peas and small grains. What's going on there?
Well, we had, you know, quite a bit of, what we call hot ground last year with Ascochyta and peas. So we're, you know, taking a proactive approach this year and just putting a fungicide pass on them. Some guys are doing it with their herbicide application. Some guys are doing it with their herbicide application and afterwards. So it's one of those things, you know, I can almost guarantee that everyone in the area has it. To what extent, that part I don't know, but it's kind of one of those deals where it's a preventative measure so that it doesn't get worse.
You called that the hot what?
Hot dirt.
Hot dirt. All right, now, as a city kid, I gotta know a little more. You got to give me a little more intel here so I can sort out what hot dirt means.
Hot dirt is when you have the disease in your soil already.
And it's going to make it more prone to...
You'll get wet conditions like this, and that's really a perfect storm for disease.
And is that is hot dirt more of a problem for peas and small grains than it is for other crops?
Well, it affects them, you know, a little bit different for every crop, but it just seems like our broadleaf crops are more susceptible to, you know, diseases because guys haven't taken, you know, there's been some fungicide put on them, but not a lot.
Last week you were talking about, you know, if you had to pick a winner so far in this rather challenging growing season, it would be small grains. That's still the case? They're looking the best right now?
Yeah, I think so. We could certainly, I mean, I'm sure everyone would agree with me. We could certainly use more than 1 hour of sunshine a day would be good. Seems like it's you see the sun from about 5 till about 6 o'clock, and then it goes down.
Yeah, isn't that something? And we need a furnace here to get this thing. I mean, we got a lot of green out there, don't we? I mean, there's the moisture, as you say, has been good, but just not enough of that sun to heat this thing up. I do see a 90-degree forecast Saturday and Sunday, 81, and no clouds right now predicted, believe it or not.
Yeah, that'll certainly be welcome. It's a long time coming.
Exactly right. So it might actually be July here for a while, where you got a stretch of some sunny days that I haven't seen. In fact, tomorrow and Thursday, mostly sunny, but again, cooler this week. But then into the weekend, we're really heating up there with some heat. So that'll help turn a corner a lot. Now, the problems to date have mainly been from the fact that it's cool and wet. If we do turn that corner and get some more sun, what else will you be recommending for folks? Where can we get ahead of the curve for them?
Well, where we're at right now is we're getting real close to that midge window. So if a guy is going to spray, you know, some sort of product for head scab, a guy wants to be looking at those heads. And, you know, our agronomists here are well-trained on what to look for as far as midge, as far as timings. So guys are welcome to call. And then, you know, we can go out and time fields so that they're sprayed the right day. But we're just not to that point with heat yet, but we're going to get there really quick if the forecast holds.
Sounds great. And, Garrett, you're always willing to talk through issues with growers. Tell folks how they can get a hold of you.
You can call me direct on my cell phone at 701-621-1477.
One more time, if somebody's cruising along, wants to jot that number down.
701-621-1477.
Sounds great. Garrett Groves from Pinnacles Agronomy Division. Always with us on Wednesday to talk ag. Thanks, Garrett. Appreciate the update.
All right. Thanks a lot.
You bet. Good to talk to you. And more on the forecast in a bit, but it looks like actually some true July weather and some sunshine, sustainable for a day or two. Temps in the 80s, even in the 90s. The worst case, upper 70s. You know, on the way here later in the week and into the weekend, which would be nice. Dustin Moore is here to talk sports for us this morning. Probably a little down in the dumps over last night's, yesterday's World Cup performance, I'm guessing. Would that be a fair statement there, D?
Scott, I don't know
so,
if I'd say
so
that I'm necessarily
blue, you can't
down
even
in
answer
dumps
the question,
there.
Right?
I don't know if you're able to hear me or not, but I'm trying to tell you that I'm not too down in the dumps this morning.
No? Okay, good.
No, not at all. It was a thrilling game. The U.S. run is over, if you haven't already heard, and if it's a spoiler alert for you because you got it on the DVR, we're about to tell you what happened in the game. The U.S. did survive a Belgian-dominated game long enough to make it to extra time, but Belgium's quality won out in the end. An unforgettable match, maybe one of the best out of all four that the U.S. had a chance to play. There was plenty of hearts-pounding moments all the way up until the final whistle. The U.S. seemed to be left for dead after Belgium went up 2-0 in extra time, but then Julian Green had an amazing goal in the 107th minute that electrified the crowd to some chance of USA. You can question the Americans' talents at some times, but you can't question their heart. There were some other equalizers as well that there was opportunities. We'll hear one from Clint Dempsey from later in the game, but it was in the 93rd minute, the exact same minute that had flashbacks back to Ghana's goal a handful of years ago that put the U.S. out, but it was De Bruyne that got Belgium on top first.
Lukaku! Lukaku! And then De Bruyne! Score! For Belgium! Lightning striking twice. An early goal in extra time against the USA in the round of 16.
Already to this point, Tim Howard had made more saves than any other goalie in World Cup history, going back to, I think it's 1966 when they first started even keeping those statistics. The USA had some opportunities to tie the game in extra time, but it was Lukaku's goal in the 105th minute that proved to be the deciding factor.
Browner, Lukaku arriving. Lukaku wants it, Lukaku gets it!
Wasn't 100% sure, as Julian Green provided some excitement for the U.S. fans in the 107th minute, a substitution that probably should have been made a little earlier in the match.
Bradley, chip forward, and look at this! It's Julian Green! Would you believe it? The youngster gives the U.S. hope! Extraordinary!
It did give the United States fans some hope. There was a set piece with about 6 minutes remaining that proved that the U.S. still had a chance to come up with the equalizer, but the shot off Clint Dempsey's foot just wasn't quite true.
Bradley, they're going to try something. Slick here, Dempsey! Oh, big save from Courtois! And then Vertonghen got it away! And that's how close the U.S. were to pulling this around.
Again, Howard, 16 saves were the most by a World Cup keeper since 1966, but the goals just weren't enough. He had to stand on his head just a little too long and too many times. Again, Klinsmann might be criticized for waiting a little too long to bring Julian Green in, who ended up scoring that only goal. Some hamstring injuries have played a factor in this, but I don't think the U.S. can really have any excuses. For a few weeks, this American team turned what most fans that really aren't fans of soccer into the summer of soccer for the United States, drawing the biggest U.S. TV audiences ever for the sport and uniting Americans behind a common cause both in Brazil and in the giant public viewing parties across the U.S. U.S. advanced and perhaps from this tournament's most difficult group, and at times showed that the IQ and possession game that would make the world take notice. Tim Howard, again, will be remembered forever from this World Cup performance. The U.S. did no better in Brazil than it did in South Africa in 2010, losing 2-1 in overtime in the round of 16, but Jurgen Klinsmann is signed through 2018, and it appears he is moving soccer forward in this country. What's up next for the U.S. National Men's Soccer Team? Well, the national team will defend its CONCACAF Gold Cup title next year, and then in 2016 it will begin qualifying for the 2018 World Cup in Russia. Just because the U.S. are done, it doesn't mean soccer's done in general. Friday, the quarterfinals, France versus Germany at 11 o'clock, then Brazil versus Colombia, which should be a fantastic matchup at 3 p.m. Saturday is Argentina versus Belgium at 11 a.m., and then the Netherlands versus Costa Rica at 3 p.m. More of What's on Your Mind coming up.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Nesson Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesson on the booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the booming Bakken.
At the base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal but I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal, and to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, go to NessetConsulting.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now's the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Before the top of the hour, Congressman Kevin Cramer in moments. Get your questions in right now, 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. When you call, press 1. If you'd rather chat with the congressman, press 2. We'll get you on hold in queue and ready to go to a visit with him when he joins us right at the top of the next hour. And then in the 10 o'clock hour, we'll talk fishing for folks who want to head out wet that line over the holiday weekend. We're going to talk fishing in North Dakota, answer your questions today on the program with the folks from Game and Fish. Call that came in from Bob in Minot first up, and then we'll check the weather here on What's on Your Mind. Bob, tell us, what's on your mind?
Morning, Scott. This is Bob in Minot. Just a quick comment on the Hobby Lobby case, the contraception deal. You know, there's a reason why there's signs in the state parks saying don't feed the bears, you know. The bears become reliant on food, and they don't learn how to fend for themselves. I don't know what happened or where it really all started, but this whole society of giving out and handouts needs to stop. I mean, the whole information crowd is so just misguided that they read one article and then they find out, well, they think that it can't have their birth control. Well, like anyone else that listens to the station knows that it's 16 out of 20 are still available. And you know what? If they really need to find a handout, they can probably find some program to get it paid for. That's all I got. Have a great day.
Bob Minot, appreciate the call. And, you know, you're exactly right on that Hobby Lobby situation. And I also believe, what have we come to when we just expect somebody else to pay for it and then wonder why the costs go where they are? So I couldn't agree with you any more on that particular issue. Appreciate the call. Spent a little bit of time on that yesterday as well. I really hesitate to jump up and down and call the Supreme Court decision a victory. To me, it's such a no-brainer. The fact that it was 5-4 is alarming, chilling. Can't believe it. I mean, how that's not 9-0. I mean, again, you have four Supreme Court justices agreeing. By the way, we didn't spend a lot of time on this yesterday. I did hear Rush tackle this. You know, the Clintons are out there now, specifically Hillary, bashing this decision. They're bashing the decision which upheld the law that Bill Clinton put in place. I mean, that's what this was all about. This was disregard on the part of the industry, on the part, rather, of the administration of a law. Pretty staggering. Anyway, appreciate that, Bob. Thank you. Others, welcome as well. James says he's not worried about the future because of 7 and 10 youth not being eligible for the military. He says they're cutting back on military spending under this president. One of the ways they do this is by saying you don't make the cut. Smoke and mirrors. It says nothing about the real pool of applicants they really have. Don't believe what they say. Don't believe why they say someone is not qualified. Pat says parenting. Thank you. The public education system and the ever-growing medication of kids who are just being kids, mostly boys, are who to blame for that particular situation. Thanks, Pat. Others welcome as well. Weigh in on our Facebook page today. And chat about that. I'm going to ask Congressman Kramer about that too, and we'll spend a little time talking about that in the 10 o'clock hour today before we talk fishing. All right, let's tell you about this weather forecast here, shall we? As I said, I see some light at the end of the tunnel. I see some summer on the way, and I don't know about you, but that kind of gets me revved up. It was cold yesterday. I mean, there were parts of the region last night that were in the 30s. I kid you not. You know, unbelievable. Let's start in the valley and let you know how we're looking weather-wise as we head into the 4th of July holiday. It's 57 right now. It'll only be 73 today, so not exactly balmy today. But tomorrow, 79. Friday, 82. Saturday, 82. Sunday, 88. A lot of sunshine. Only a Saturday, a slight chance of showers. And the next week, upper 70s, a low 80s. So we're doing pretty good. Sunny in most of the Red River Valley, eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota today. Mid-70s, northwest breeze at 5 to 10. Clear tonight, low about 53. So cooler than we'd like, but not bad weather-wise at all, I don't think. Let's check the patch out here as well. And, you know, same thing there. It's still cool, but I do see some light at the end of the tunnel. In fact, even a little warmer in the coming days out in the patch. So I'm really fired up about all of that. Right now, forecast looks like this. We're talking plenty of sunshine today. We'll take it, but cooler, 72, light and variable wind. Tonight, clear, low around 50, east-southeast wind at 5 to 10. And that's a, you know, decided improvement. Tomorrow, 75, all sunshine. Friday, 82 with a 40% chance of showers. Saturday, more sunshine than clouds, 90. 81 Sunday with some sunshine, and then we start the week with some showers in the forecast, but upper 70s, and then clear up again. So as we look ahead, 55 right now in Stanley, heading for 72. Newtown's 55, heading for 73. Watford City, 55, heading for 75. Williston, cloudy, 54 at this hour. Tioga, 54 as well right now on the temp side. What did I forget in the patch? Always got to check things out in Columbus. 54 up there. In the valley, partly cloudy. 73 is where Grand Forks will be today. It's 57 degrees right now. Same in Hillsboro. Grafton, same, 57. Kindred, 57. Breck at 55 degrees. Fergus Falls, 55. Detroit Lakes, 54. Only 70 there today. 55 in Thief River. Watertown, South Dakota, 55. Aberdeen, 55. And in Fargo, it's 57 degrees. heading for 73. All right, what's on your mind? Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall in the first hour. Take your calls, questions, comments right now, 855-200-1776. Ask him anything. Congressman Cramer here to answer your questions. Find out what's on your mind, 855-200-1776.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
What's the number one need in the Bakken? Affordable housing. Folks, it's here in Stanley, North Dakota, and I want you to see it for yourself Saturday at Frontier Village, a new development located on the west side of Stanley, very close to great amenities like the new Cashwise store just north of that location on the north side of Highway 2, real close to the Holiday Station store, walking distance to schools. It's here, and it's affordable. There's model homes that you can see. You can move in immediately. Lots of choices of manufactured homes. It's never been easier to get into a new home that meets your needs and meets your budget. This is truly affordable housing. 9 to 5 Saturday, stop by for the open house at Frontier Village, west edge of Stanley, just north of Cashwise Foods. Can't wait? Call 701-628-2418. One more time, 701-628-2418. Open houses every Saturday now through the end of July at Frontier Village, west edge of Stanley, just north of the Cashwise Food on the north side of Highway 2.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.